ESPN 1000 presents The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Hard-hitting fantasy info to help you land that dub this weekend. Jeff Meller shares the latest news, injury updates, and tips to help you set your lineup. The Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Your football Sunday starts now with Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
Good morning. Welcome in to your week 9 of the NFL season. I am Jeff Meller. This is the Fantasy Football Show here every Sunday morning during the football season from 7 to 8 a.m. helping you kick off your Sunday of fabulous football. A Sunday filled with nonstop Bears breakdown here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Of course, though, we'll talk about the entire NFL right here for the next hour as we break down what you need to know about fantasy football, all the latest injury news and information and tidbits from around the league to help you set your fantasy football lineup and get that win this week. All right, first and foremost, hopefully you did enough to maximize your extra hour. So we may have a few more listeners out there than normal this morning because maybe some people have stumbled out of bed completely bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and are ready to roll. So welcome to you if you're not used to being up this early in the morning. Hopefully you maximize that extra hour and we'll help you get that fantasy football win this week. All right, let's start things out before we get the music rolling. A quick PSA for all the folks out there.
It's going to be every single week. It's going to be someone different. So I'm sorry to all you fantasy football guys, but it's going to come from everywhere. So you're going to have to kind of choose the right guy every week.
That was Patrick Mahomes. Remember, last season giving you the warning that it's tough to determine who's going to be the guy that you can count on in the passing game outside of Travis Kelce week in and week out. What I will tell you is, hey, Pat, how about just giving us a fantasy football start that will salvage the week? Because last week was awful for the Chiefs. Things change. This week, let's hope so, because the Chiefs and the Dolphins kick things off early. All right, Charlie, fire away the NFL Films music if you could, please. Dolphins Chiefs in Germany today. Game kicks off at 8:30. Don't think there's any real surprises on the injury report that would change anything, so that is good news. The biggest factor here is if you're on the fence about any Chiefs players, any Dolphins players, make sure you make those decisions before the 8:30 kickoff. Because, again, that one starts in Germany at 8:30 this morning. So there you go. That's what you need to be aware of. I'd still start Patrick Mahomes, by the way. Of course, he was dealing with the flu issue last week. Let's hope that that was the primary reason why they couldn't muster a touchdown pass against the Broncos last week. But I think you still have to roll with Patrick Mahomes. He's just too good. I'd need to see more for a couple of weeks before I'd even consider turning away from Patrick Mahomes. All right, elsewhere around the league.
Stafford ready, calls for the snap. Here comes the rush. He throws right side, alone. It's Puka at the 5, to the end zone. A walk-off winner! Puka Nacua in overtime. 22 yards to get the Rams to 2-2.
All right, so Puka Nacua, he's listed as questionable due to a knee injury, but he is expected to play. But perhaps more importantly, the man throwing him the ball in that highlight, Matthew Stafford, is listed as questionable with a thumb injury, but he is unlikely to play, according to Adam Schefter. So against the Packers today, that does not bode well for the passing game for the Rams. Brett Rippon likely to be under center in that scenario, and that really does make me a little bit hesitant about starting players like Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua. I'm not going to lie, they're so good by volume that it's hard to get away from them, but I think you do have to temper your expectations with Brett Rippon throwing the ball, because what we've seen from Brett Rippon in the past is he's not really a quarterback that's going to threaten you downfield. So the Packers, if they can muster up a defensive effort at all, they could have an easier go of things. I'm not even going to play Aaron Jones highlights at this point. I don't know what to tell you. He's been maddening. I mentioned it last week. I'm not starting him until he has his first good game back. And that has yet to happen this week. I will tell you, Matt LaFleur did say that he looked really good in practice this week. Okay, for whatever that means, I'm still not using him. He has not proven to be effective enough to get a full workload in his return from that hamstring injury. So I'm still not using Aaron Jones until we see him probably get at least 12 to 15 touches in a game and look like the explosive player he was in week one when he housed that long touchdown against the Bears, in which he ultimately did injure that hamstring.
Taylor takes the snap, fires it into the end zone for Waller. Touchdown, Giants!
All right, what are we going to do with the New York Giants offense? It's pretty bad. Darren Waller now has been placed on injured reserve, and tight end is always a tremendously difficult position to fill in fantasy football. I assume at this point, anyone who was not a Taysom Hill believer has already been converted, because he had another good week last week against the Bears. He could be a fill-in option again if he's still available, but at this point we should have seen enough where you should be using Taysom Hill if you need some tight end help. I guess I'll throw out a couple more names for you. Dalton Schultz, check to make sure that he's not out there on your waiver wire. He was released in a few due to, I believe, I assume it was the Texans' bye week that caused a roster crunch for some folks, and probably the reason why Dalton Schultz was released in a couple of less than ideal performances. So there's somebody as well who might be able to offer you some tight end help. And then I guess finally I'll mention Trey McBride, the tight end for the Arizona Cardinals, who had a big week last week, 10 catches, 95 yards, and a touchdown. So with that volume alone, if you're looking for a tight end, I think Trey McBride is somebody who you could maybe throw a dart at and see if that one hits this week as well.
From the 13, second down, it's a draw. Here comes Watson running. 10, corner, 5, touchdown!
Deshaun Watson not on the injury report for the Browns this week. He will be under center for Cleveland as they take on the Arizona Cardinals. I'm still not using Deshaun Watson. I haven't been impressed with him when he's been on the field this year. Really haven't been impressed with him for about 2.5 years as a player on the field, obviously. Everything else off the field we won't even address. But Deshaun Watson, I guess that does help, if anything, Amari Cooper a little bit. I don't know if it helps David Njoku. When Watson was on the field this year, Njoku has not necessarily been somebody who's benefited from that, but last year, Watson did have a little thing going with Njoku for a while. So, again, back to the tight end position that's just an abomination in fantasy football. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you because, like I said, it's been up and down for Njoku with Deshaun Watson under center. But with Watson back, you would think the man who's got over $200 million in guaranteed money would make the team better than P.J. Walker. So we will find out for the Browns. On the other side of the football, the Arizona Cardinals, worth noting, Kyler Murray no longer on the injury report, although he's not going to start today. He has not been removed from the injured reserve just yet, but he's in his 21-day window, so wouldn't be surprised at all if we see Kyler Murray back for the Cardinals next week. They are going to be without Amari DiMercato. Damian Williams also had an ankle injury. I don't really want any part of the Cardinals backfield, but I suppose if you're in a pinch and you need some help, Keontae Ingram could maybe see a huge workload for the Cardinals. Again, though, this is against a Browns defense that has at times been looking very dominant. So I really don't want much to do with Keontae Ingram for the Cardinals.
Here's Pierce running left. Pierce to the goal line. Pierce is in. Touchdown, Houston. 1 yard TD run for Damian Pierce. Finally in the end zone.
And yet Damian Pierce now is out for the Texans. That means that Devin Singletary will take on the featured role for the Houston Texans as they host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers today. Singletary, a little bit sneaky here. I think I would consider him in a few places, especially now that Damian Pierce has been ruled out, and I'll be curious to see if Devin Singletary takes advantage of this opportunity to be the lead back in Houston for at least a week. I think definitely Devin Singletary should be picked up off of waivers if he's out there, just to kind of see how this rolls. Again, you don't necessarily have to start him, but I think he's worth grabbing on your roster, because we always know that finding a starting running back in fantasy football is like finding gold. So don't just leave the gold hanging out there for a week and then force yourself to have to either grab him off of the waiver wire using your priority, or having to blow a lot of free agent acquisition budget on him. So just grab him now this morning if you can, and see what happens, see how it plays out with the increased role for Singletary in the Texans backfield with Damian Pierce out.
Snap to Howell. They're going to throw over the middle. Caught. Curtis Samuel twisted into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington!
Curtis Samuel already has been ruled out for the Commanders. The takeaway here, and Samuel, he's kind of one of those wide receiver three flex plays, mostly in PPR formats where he usually sees 5 to 6 catches. The actionable move to me here is that I think if you want to consider starting Jahan Dotson, it's worth a discussion, and I could see myself in scenarios using Jahan Dotson as the Commanders head over to Foxborough to take on the Patriots today. Jahan Dotson finally had his first good week of the season for the Commanders, and, you know, Terry McLaurin is probably a no-brainer for most folks, but I think Jahan Dotson, with Samuel being ruled out, is in the mix as well. On the other side of the football for the Patriots, Kendrick Bourne has been placed on injured reserve. He's done for the season. Tough loss there. He's been the Patriots' leading receiver, so in this case, I think DeMario Douglas is the player who's going to benefit the most. Maybe we'll see a little bit more from Hunter Henry as well. Again, another subpar tight end for fantasy purposes, if you're desperate, could maybe be an option for you. So DeMario Douglas and Hunter Henry, the two players that I think benefit the most from the absence of Kendrick Bourne.
Replay for the Colts. They throw it downfield. It's caught by Indianapolis. Josh Downs, scooting down the near sideline. 10, 5, touchdown! I-N-D-Y!
All right, so Josh Downs is questionable right now due to a knee injury, but according to Adam Schefter, is tracking to play against the Panthers. Still wants to test how it feels in pregame and not 100%, but he intends to play, and he's been a really nice player with some big playability for the Colts. So Josh Downs, check on his status before kickoff today. That is a 3 o'clock start, though, so of course Josh Downs probably not somebody who's good enough to wait on if you need to make a call before the noon games kick off. So with only 3 o'clock or 3:25 kicks, and then, you know, a Sunday and Monday nighter, and then four teams on bye, Josh Downs might not be someone you have the luxury of waiting for, and not dominant enough where I think you have to. I mentioned the byes. Reminder for all those out there, the Denver Broncos, the Detroit Lions, the San Francisco 49ers, and the Jacksonville Jaguars are all on bye this week. All right, and final player to take note of.
Here comes the blitz again. Herbert goes to the end zone. Tipped in the air. Caught. Palmer. Touchdown.
All right, so locally here in Chicago, we saw Josh Palmer try and give it a go last week against the Bears on Sunday Night Football. With that knee injury that he's been dealing with, he promptly left the game. I believe it was before the second quarter even rolled around. So maybe it was late first at that point. Maybe it was the second, but details nevertheless. Josh Palmer was not out there very long, and no surprise, he's already been ruled out for the Chargers as they take on the Jets. Quentin Johnson is the man who I think you need to go ahead and scoop up. He had 5 catches for 50-some-odd yards last week against the Bears, but he was a first-round pick, and I think they're going to need to lean on him without Palmer. Keenan Allen can only threaten a field so far. He doesn't have the big playability that some receivers like Palmer or Mike Williams had. So Quentin Johnston was drafted by the Chargers to be that home run threat, and I think he might finally, after we saw him work in a little bit, I think we might finally see him unleashed a little bit down the stretch here. So go ahead and grab him. I think he's worth adding to your roster as well if you need some receiver help. And then finally, Gerald Everett also returning for the Chargers. All right, That's going to do it in regards to all the latest injury news. As always, we are presented by the fine folks over at Tullamore Dew. And ETI School of Skilled Trade. I am Jeff Meller, 312-332-32. Wait a minute here. 312-332-3776. There you go. That's the number if you want to jump on in. Looks like lines are full right now, so keep trying. But give us a ring or hit me up on Twitter at Jeff_Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R as I field your questions for fantasy football on ESPN 1000.
You're listening to The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Jeff Meller. Presented by Tullamore Dew on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Dolphins and Chiefs in Frankfurt, Germany, kicking off in just a little bit over an hour from now. Your lineup probably locks for that game in an hour and five, so make sure that you go ahead and get that set, all your Dolphins and Chiefs. Probably the most exciting game of the week on tap, so I am thankful for the NFL to do this the Sunday after we get that extra hour of sleep. If they're going to kick it off at 8:30 in the morning, at least allow everybody the opportunity to have a fresh and nice Saturday night and then still have plenty of time to wake up in the morning. Again, Dolphins, Chiefs kicking off in just about an hour from now in Germany. Jeff Meller here every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Bleck and Abdallah will have your pregame coverage of Bears and Saints starting right after we're done here at 8 o'clock. From 8 to 10, after that, Sylvie, Lance Briggs, and Dion Miller will take over from 10 to noon. Of course, you'll have Bears and Saints, the game with Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, and Jason McKee on the sidelines for that one. And then after that is over, Peggy Kaczynski and Yurko get things started with the post-game coverage, and then I will be back along with Jason McKee for the post-game show after that, 2 hours after the game wraps up. A full day of Bears coverage on your home of the Bears, ESPN Chicago. Let's try Mike, who's in Mount Prospect, to get things started off. What's going on, Mikey?
Hey, good morning, Herr Meller. Begin to see them. Herr Meller's got to be a German name, I would think, huh?
Yes, it is.
All right, here's what I've got. I've got Tua, my number 12-round pick, or Joe Burrow, my number 4, to start today. Mm. And the other problem I've got, I have literally 5 guys on my bench that are on a bye. So I got Josh Downs. Thanks for the update on that, by the way. And if I got to wait, and I'll probably take Pierce because I don't want to drop one of these guys.
Yeah.
That's the only guy I got to drop, you know?
Yeah.
So tell me what to do on that.
So...
3:30 start.
Yeah. So, Mike, Tua versus Burrow, let's start there. Well, you know what, real quick, Mike, let me ask, so what are you asking with regards to Pierce and Downs? Are you saying, should you drop Downs if he doesn't go and then plug in Pierce?
Well, I don't have anybody to start.
Instead.
Other than one of these two quarterbacks, so whichever one you choose, Burrow or Tua.
Yeah.
That's the only guy on my bench that's not on a bye.
Yeah, and you don't want
to. So I don't want to spend $15 to get Josh. I don't want to just drop him or somebody else. You know?
No. And
no.
So I'm with you there. I would hold out in that situation. And it looks like Downs is going to go. So I don't think you're going to be forced to make that decision. So that's the good news there. Tua versus Burrow here. That one's not an easy call. I will admit, the one thing I think Tua has, the Chiefs are clearly the better defense at this stage. The one thing I'll say is that Tua, his ability to get the ball out quickly, he's got the quickest release in football. I think it's under 2.4 seconds right now. He's getting the ball out fast, and that is something that no defense really handles well, but in particular the Chiefs. If they don't have an opportunity to get to the quarterback, and they've struggled to get those sacks in under 2.4 seconds, as most teams will, but the Chiefs in particular. And so if they don't get those sacks or that pressure, how's it going to play out? I expect the Dolphins are going to be able to score today, but I will admit the Burrow matchup against the Bills is a little bit too tasty for me. And so even though I think Tua is going to have a good game, Mike, I think I'd still roll with Burrow after we saw him last week. I'd roll with Burrow over Tua.
We're on the same page. Thank you so much.
No problem, Mike. Thanks, as always, for getting things started. Let's try Todd, who's in Bridgeport. Todd, you're on the Fantasy Football Show.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I need three of these five. I know with these running backs, but you know they haven't really been doing anything. Chuba Hubbard, James Cook, Tony Pollard. I picked up Dalton Kincaid. I dropped Jerry Jeudy. We don't have tight ends. We just got all receivers.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And Josh Downs. I need 305 and none PPR.
All right. So interesting, because now that Chuba Hubbard has been elevated to the starter in Carolina, I think you have.
I got Adam Thielen, so I'm playing him on that team.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I think that does give us a little bit of color there, because I don't think you want to be too heavily invested in too many Panthers options, right?
I had to pick up Bryce Young because I lost Kirk Cousins too. So,
oh yeah, that's a way too much Panthers. I just did want to mention that Hubbard has been elevated to the starter in that backfield, but we'll see how that plays out. I'd still use Tony Pollard. I know it's been frustrating, but I think you still have to, especially against the Eagles. They're gonna have to, I think, utilize Pollard, and he's going, if they're going to win that game, he's going to have a more productive day than he's had in the past. So Pollard, I think, is going to see, 15 to 20 touches. The question is, will he break that long one? I think you still got to keep rolling with him. And I would also use James Cook. I know, Leonard Fournette has been added to the roster, but I don't think we're going to see Fournette just come in and automatically take the job. In fact, I still think James Cook is the lead back of the guys. Okay. If anything, I think Fournette is more of a threat to Latavius Murray near the goal line, because Murray hasn't really been as productive as they had hoped near the goal line. Finally, I think I'd use Dalton Kincaid over Josh Downs today.
Yeah, he's been doing good. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate the call, my man. Let's try Ali. Hold on one second there. Punched the wrong button. Let's try Ali, who's in Rogers Park. What's up, Ali? How you doing, bud?
Hey, what's going on, Jeff? How's it going, man? Crazy going morning. Well. Daylight savings time, always is.
Especially, I know you, Ali, especially when you have young kids in the house. We're like the only people who don't appreciate the daylight savings time, because it messes up the sleep schedule completely.
Exactly, because they get up no matter what.
Absolutely. So. Who's ready for that 4 a.m. wake-up call? Anyway, I digress. Go ahead.
So I have five. I need one, and I have five. So, sorry, I'm going to put you on the test here.
Okay.
I got Isaiah Pacheco. This is flex, by the way, standard PPR. Isaiah Pacheco, Michael Pittman, Deontay Foreman. I was able to pick up Michael Thomas and Quentin Johnson just based off of how you just talked about.
Okay.
So I just need one from these five.
Yeah, it's interesting. Of course, in the PPR format, it does make things a little bit more tricky with Pacheco, but I'm still going to... I'd still use Pacheco at this point. I'm a little bit tempted by Michael Pittman just because of the format. Foreman's not really an option at this point, especially after last week. The Saints' run defense is too tough. So it's hard to predict that Deontay Foreman's going to see more than 12 to 14 carries, and he's really not a huge threat in the passing game. So I think you got to shy away from him. Michael Thomas is basically, 10 to 11 PPR points every week. That's basically all he's been able to do. He's very consistent. So if you want to lock in 10 points, maybe he's the play there. But I think I want to shoot for a little bit more upside. That's why I'd go with Pacheco ever so slightly over Pittman, Ali.
Okay. I think that's a good call. I mean,
it sounds good now. We'll find out, in about 3 hours if Pacheco was worth it or not. But
I was really up in the air between both of them also, like Pittman and Pacheco.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've been putting up monster numbers.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes always goes to Pacheco. I mean, I think that is one of the targets that he does like to go to.
Yeah. Pacheco's thrown, and thanks for the call, Ali. Pacheco's thrown a little bit better pass catching ability than maybe he showed last year. Not that he was bad last year, but they just didn't really utilize him. They have been more inclined to throw to him out of the backfield this year, so that is encouraging. I think, Pacheco and just the hope that the Chiefs get their offense a little bit more right. At least, like I said, I'm willing to almost throw out last week's performance if the Chiefs come back and do anything close to what we're used to seeing from them, and almost throw it out as, okay, Mahomes was sick last week, and let's just call it an anomaly and not expect that again. I'm not buying in until I see the Chiefs really struggle for a second week in a row like they did last week against the Broncos. Let's try Dave, who's in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Dave-O, what's up, bud?
Good morning. Hey, Jeff. Five-week problems here, too. I need to pick up a tight end off of waivers. Just your thoughts here. Mm-hmm. Kind of leaning toward Taysom Hill. But also, I could pick up Kate Otten and Janu Smith. Those are about the best available tight ends.
Yeah, this one.
Maybe Mayer for the Raiders, but I don't trust that team.
Yeah, no, I think, listen, Taysom Hill, pretty clearly, easily the call for me here. He's really looked effective the last couple of weeks, too, running the ball near the goal line. And it's just, you know, I definitely like Taysom Hill. I can't guarantee you, you know, especially in PPR formats, you can't guarantee he's always going to catch a pass. But Taysom Hill is certainly a guy who, when you can just plug him in that tight end position and he's got an opportunity to go for 20, 25-plus points because of the short touchdowns, you just can't really find that upside. So, you know, especially in, like, bye week situations, Dave, I like having that wild card in my, you know, on my roster. So I'd definitely go Taysom Hill pretty easily there.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
No
Good
problem.
Luck tonight, buddy.
You too, Dave. Thanks for the call, man. Let's try Scott, who's in Merrillville. Scotty.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, doing good.
Okay. I got four wide receivers here I'm throwing at you. Mm-hmm. And I said two. I actually need three. And I'm going to read them out to you how I currently have them locked in. And I'm just wondering when I get to the four if you would swap him out. But anyways, my one is Cooper. My two is Terry McLaurin. Excuse me. My three is DJ Moore. And my fourth is Puka. My problem is I have bad quarterbacks and bad matchups. But those are the four, and I need three.
Yeah, I think especially – I just – you know, I get it. And I can't guarantee you that Cooper Kupp is going to outproduce Puka Nacua, because we've seen a few weeks where it's been flipped and reversed. But that's with Matthew Stafford, right? And I don't think you want to start both Rams receivers with Brett Rippon starting. I would go with Cooper Kupp. I think you're, and same thing. I want to diversify. I want more. I want McLaurin in the lineup for you. I don't want too many receivers from the Rams offense with Brett Rippon throwing the ball. So I'd use Kupp over Puka. The veteran presence too, you think it might mean more for Brett Rippon than it does for Matt Stafford.
The other two guys there, Terry McLaurin and DJ, you think are better than Puka? Keep those guys in.
Yes.
They have bad matchups and ugly situations. But whatever, they're studs, you know? And I know you always like to go with your studs, so.
Well, listen, I think we're pretty close to elevating Puka Nacua to stud status as well, you know? The only thing that doesn't have him there is the fact that he has yet to play a full season in the NFL. Every week he's been on the field, he's basically been productive, you know, as productive as you can be on a week in and week out basis for a wide receiver, right? So I think they're all studs, which is good news there. But I just, with Brett Rippon being the quarterback, that's the tiebreaker above all else. You don't want two receivers relying on Brett Rippon in your lineup, Scott.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thanks for the call. 312, that leaves the line open for you. 312-332-3776. If you want to jump on in again, hanging out until 8 o'clock. I am Jeff Meller talking fantasy football with you on ESPN Chicago.
The Fantasy Football Show with the guru of fantasy football, Jeff Meller. Dial us up at 312-332-ESPN. That's 312-332-3776. This is the Fantasy Football Show on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000 and 100.3 HD2.
Low snap, Ritter takes, rolling left, pressed by Walker, throws end zone, diving grab, touchdown, Drake London.
No touchdown for Drake London this week. He's already been ruled out with a groin injury for the Falcons. So there's one less skill position player that will be a headache for for fantasy players out there who own Falcons. And Desmond Ritter will not be the one under center for the Falcons as Taylor Heinicke gets the start for the Falcons. Now, this is not, or at least Arthur Smith has protested that this is not necessarily a indicator of things to come for the entirety of the season. They do expect Desmond Ritter to return at some point, perhaps after the bye for the Falcons as the starter. But right now, the Falcons will be starting Taylor Heinicke. So, you know, in super flex leagues, make sure that you should have already grabbed him, hopefully, at this point. But Heinicke, a starting quarterback, always valuable in super flex formats, so you should make sure that all the starting ones are rostered. As for, speaking of starting quarterbacks and new ones, the Vikings against the Falcons today, they will be starting rookie Jaren Hall with Josh Dobbs as the backup. We'll see how long Hall hangs out as the starter for the Vikings with Kirk Cousins done for the season. That certainly does not help the Vikings offense much. Justin Jefferson is eligible to return from injured reserve this week, although that is in question right now. You also wonder how long Justin Jefferson may actually be out if the Vikings, for whatever reason, if their season continues to go sideways on them without Cousins now. You just wonder, I certainly don't envision the Vikings rushing Justin Jefferson back, and I honestly don't expect Jefferson to rush back because he currently does not have a long-term deal with the Vikings, so he certainly is going to want to be fully healthy before he gets back out on the field. All right, more of your questions right now on the Fantasy Football Show. I am Jeff Meller, again, hanging out with you every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m., 312-332-3776. Let's try Brian, who's in Crown Points. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Good morning,
I got a half-point PPR. I need one of these for a flex spot, Jacoby Myers, Jerome Ford, or Rashee Rice.
So I am going to hold off on Jacoby Myers, who's had a really nice season so far. But now without Josh McDaniels, with Antonio Pierce now the interim head coach, I expect Davante Adams is going to be fed heavily, and I think Jacoby Myers is going to be the guy. I'm not saying to drop him or anything, Bri, but I think he's going to have to take a back seat at least for a couple of weeks while I would assume, and you know what happens when you assume, but I'm going to assume that Antonio Pierce is going to make sure that Davante Adams gets the ball. They're going to make sure that he is a priority, and I think Myers is going to suffer from that. I think I would use Rashee Rice here because, unfortunately, I don't know how much Ford is going to be available for the Browns. They didn't really use him until the fourth quarter last week when they were, you know, they really needed to lean on him. And that makes me wonder just how healthy he actually is with that ankle injury. Of course, they've got Kareem Hunt and Pierre Strong. So if the Browns take control early of this game, I could see, Ford kind of being relegated to, you know, just an ancillary role. So I don't want to trust him this week, especially with some other decent options there, Bryce. So I would use Rice.
Okay, thank you.
All right. And I'm not going to lie, crossing our fingers for that touchdown because I think Rashee Rice is kind of touchdown dependent for a big day. But, of the guys you have, that's where I'd go. Let's try Luis in Columbus. What's going on, man?
Oh, what's up, man? You had it right.
Okay, Luis. What's up, bud?
How's it going, man?
Going well.
So I got to figure out my flex spot. I got Mostert in there, and he's probably the most comfortable. But I got Puka, and I know you were talking about earlier what he's got going on and that quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Jones hasn't shown us much, and he's still on my bench. So I'm just curious about that, if that's kind of the direction to go. Because I got bad matchups up and down my lineup today, but not much I can do about that.
Is it standard or a PPR, Luis?
Full PPR.
Yeah. I think I got to go Puka there.
You'd still go Puka, huh?
It's just, you know, I'll admit, I don't know. It's hard to count on Brett Rippon, but, you know, he really hasn't had but one, you know, subpar game this year, Puka, that is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love it, but it's not like Mostert's a slam dunk either. He's kind of, right. You know, the last couple weeks especially, we've seen the Dolphins offense not really run primarily through him like it was the previous week. So, you know, you do wonder if now that they've got, you know, Ahmed and Wilson and just I still in a full point PPR, I can't get away from Puka Nacua. And I guess call me, maybe it's just blind faith, but, mm-hmm. I'm going to roll with him. I'm looking through it right now. There's only one week where he hasn't registered at least four catches, you know, and most weeks it's, you know, 5, 7, 9. So it's hard for me to not use Puka in a PPR.
It's funny because I think I'm going to take this advice. My backup advice person is my wife, and she'll pick a hard person for me, but it's normally based off looks. So she might make this pick for me anyway.
Well, which way is she leaning with the looks?
I don't know. She's about to come pick me up. I'm actually in Chicago right now, so I'm headed back to Columbus, but she's going to pick me up, and so I'm going to just ask her really quick.
All right. Well, you know what? Luis, tweet me the results from what your backup fantasy expert tells you, okay?
All right.
Tweet
all
him
right,
at me.
I appreciate that.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening, Luis. I like that. Go with the Go with this, when all else fails, go with the man who you think is a little bit more debonair. Let's try Tim, who's in Aurora. What's going on, Tim?
Top of the top, Miller.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so I got a little conundrum. We got Daryl Henderson or Nico Collins.
Yeah, I like Nico here. For all, you know, I trust Puka and Kupp at least a little bit to get theirs, but I do not trust Daryl Henderson to get his. So Nico Collins, who is really, you know, he's, you know, you got Tank Dell there, but like Nico Collins, I think, is the number one receiver in Houston right now. It's kind of, we can't definitively say it, but I feel like that's the way it's headed right now. So I'd use Nico Collins pretty easily in this one, Tim.
Indeed, indeed. One time for the DoorDashers out there trying to fund this Barstool. Have a good one, Mel.
All right, Tim. Thank you, and thanks for the shout-out as well for all the DoorDashers out there. Let's try Michael, who's in Ann Arbor. Mike, what's up, man?
Hi, Jeff.
What's going on?
All right. Go Bears.
Go Bears. The Bears.
Problem with my running backs every week. And so I need to figure out who's going to get me more than 6 points.
Okay.
Royce Freeman for the Rams, or I've got our beloveds, Roshan Johnson. So who's going to have a week?
Boy, this, you know, this one is tough. I think, Michael, I think the better shot at six, and I'm basically saying who do I think is going to score the touchdown here, I think I'd roll with Royce Freeman, because I think Deontay Foreman is more likely to be in near the goal line. Not that Roshan Johnson can't score a goal line touchdown, but I think Deontay Foreman's more likely to get that call, whereas Royce Freeman, I think he's more likely to be the goal line back. He's bigger than Daryl Henderson for the Rams, and against the Packers, you know, the Packers have struggled this year, so there may be some points there against, as opposed to a tougher defense in New Orleans in a very difficult environment for Tyson Bagent at the Mercedes-Benz Dome, a.k.a. the Superdome. So I think just based on the matchup and the role, I think Royce Freeman is more likely to score that touchdown and get you those six. So that's where I would go, Mike. Hopefully that turns out to be the case for you. Let's try Bill, who's in Aurora. What's going on, Bill?
Yeah, I need a running back, just one of these four.
Okay.
Standard league, Deontay Foreman, Brian Robinson, Zach Moss, Isaiah Pacheco.
All right, so in standard league, I feel pretty clear-cut. I would use Pacheco.
Okay.
All right. That one's all, I always like them when they're a little clear-cut and easier for me to not have to hem and haw about. But in this case, Pacheco, you know, I think against the Dolphins, this is, of those other options you have, of course, Foreman, I just mentioned his issues with the Saints. Brian Robinson, that's fine. I don't feel like you can count on the Washington offense. And then Zach Moss has the Jonathan Taylor problem. You know, it's still close to a 50-50 split for Zach Moss. But nevertheless, I feel like Pacheco's the lead back in Kansas City. So better shot for a touchdown most weeks. Maybe not last week for the Chiefs, but most weeks I feel that way. So I'd go with Pacheco there, Bill. All right, one more segment to go. Last chance, 312-332-3776 to hop on in before Black and Abdallah gets you started with your Bears pregame coverage. I'm Jeff Meller on the Fantasy Football Show on ESPN 1000.
The Fantasy Football Show is back with the guru of fantasy football, Jeff Meller.
How's your lineup looking?
It's not good.
Dial us up at 312-332-ESPN.
Like, if I start him and then he doesn't play, I literally have nothing in the bank. I have no backup.
That's 312-332-3776. This is the Fantasy Football Show on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Little over 30 minutes away from kickoff between the most exciting matchup on the NFL slate today. That is the Dolphins and Chiefs in Frankfurt, Germany. 8:30 kickoff on NFL Network for that one. So get your Chiefs and Dolphins locked into your lineup the way you would like. I'm Jeff Meller again every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. on ESPN 1000, hanging out with you, talking fantasy football, getting you set for what you need to know. And, of course, don't forget, I will be back for the post-game show today with Jason McKee. Pat the Designer is off today. He's hanging out in the Dominican Republic for a wedding. So it'll just be me and McKee today. But we will be here 2 hours after the Bears game wraps, right after Peggy and Yurko are done with your post-game coverage here on ESPN 1000, your home of the Bears. Let's try Justin, who's in Yorkville. What's going on, Justin?
Hey, what's going on?
You tell me.
So I got T. Higgins or Devontae Smith in a PPR league.
All right, so in the PPR format, I think I'm still going to use Devontae Smith. Haven't seen enough from Higgins yet to prove that he needs to be back in our lineup. So I'd go with Devontae Smith there, Justin. Let's try CJ, who's in Shanahan. Siege, what's up, bud?
Good morning, Jeff. You know, I got a half PPR running back question. Mm-hmm. Jerome Ford or Chuba Hubbard?
All right, so Chuba Hubbard. I think it's Chuba. I'd go with him. He's been elevated to that top role in the Panthers' backfield, so I feel a little more certain about his workload over Ford today, who I'm still not quite sure how much he will be used because of that ankle injury from the Browns. So I'd go with Hubbard.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thank you, CJ. Appreciate you, my friend. Let's try Southside Scotty on the South Side, hey, of course.
What's up, Mallor? Hey, I got two quick ones for you. First mm-hmm. one is the standard league running back, Kareem Hunt or Zach Moss. And the second one is a PPR league running back, Kareem Hunt or Henderson Jr.
All right, so I'd use Zach Moss over Kareem Hunt, and then I would use Kareem Hunt over Daryl Henderson.
All right. Guy. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Hopefully that is good to go for you. How about Don, who is in Warrenville? Donnie, how's it going, friend?
Going great. PPR league, wide receiver, Gabe Davis or Amari Cooper?
Yeah, especially in PPR, I'm going to use Cooper. I always feel like Gabe Davis is so touchdown dependent week in and week out. Now, and honestly, the Bengals defense is one that actually always does scare me just a little bit because of their defensive coordinator, Lou. How do you say his name now? I'm blanking. Big Lou. Help me out here, Charlie.
Lou Anarumo?
Anarumo. Thank you. I had it. I was like stuck in the back of my head there. Lou Anarumo, he does always concern me a little bit. He is a very good, if not the best, defensive coordinator going these days. So I'd go with Amari Cooper here, Don.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem. Thank you. And thanks to Charlie Bevins, who's producing for the assist there, and Sean Graney as well, screening the calls today here on the Fantasy Football Show. Let's try James, who's in Norwood Park. Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Jeff? Full point PPR. I have it's running back in a flex spot. I have Zach Moss, McLaurin, Stevenson, and Davis. I wanted to start. I have McLaurin in right now, mm-hmm. but I also have DJ Metcalf as my receiver, so I was. Basically, I don't know what to do with sure. Stevenson. You kind of get it.
You need one of these, James?
I need two because I need to fill the running back spot yeah. between Moss and Stevenson.
I'd still go with Zach Moss. I'm, like I said, it's one of those things where you keep wondering when is Jonathan Taylor going to take over the full workload. But the truth is that Zach Moss has been so productive that I'm starting to rethink it and just wonder if we're going to see closer to a 50-50 or maybe a 60-40 split all season. And if that's the case, Zach Moss can still be a productive player. Whereas Ramondre Stevenson, I mean, it's just, you know, it's tough sledding for the Patriots offense these days. So
then keep Metcalf and McLaurin in as well then.
Yes, I would do that.
And sorry, one more, just same thing though, in another league, would you go over Douglas or Singletary for the flex? PPR.
I'd still use Singletary today because Damian Pierce is out. Let's try Jeremy, who is in Plainfield. What's going on, Jeremy?
Hi, good morning, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I have a full PPR question. I have Nico Collins or Zach Moss. Do note, I also do have CJ Stroud as well.
I get it, but I think in this case, full PPR, I'd use Nico Collins, the receiver there. All right.
Awesome.
Thanks, okay. Jeremy. All right, last caller here before we get to the 2-minute warning. Adam is in Lincoln Park, and it looks like he's got a Taysom Hill question. What's up, Adam?
Hi, Jeff. Yeah, I have two tight ends. I'm between Taysom Hill and Dalton Schultz. But then I'm also looking at a flex spot because I'm considering running both tight ends.
The old two tight end set going jumbo package near the goal line.
Well, I've got Higgins, Jerome Ford, and DeMario Douglas on my bench that could also fill that flex spot.
Yeah, I think I'd still use Higgins before you go with two tight ends there. And then is it PPR, Adam?
It's a full PPR.
Yeah, that does make Taysom Hill a little bit trickier. I mentioned it even in the, like, Dalton Schultz, sure, he could score the touchdown and have a big day, but I think he feels much more capped out closer to like a 10-point day, whereas Taysom Hill, and even though he doesn't generally usually catch a lot of passes, it seems like he's still been in the mix a little bit for one or two the last few weeks. So I'd still use Taysom Hill because, again, he is, you know, they get near the goal line. He's their goal line back. And I just, to have that as your tight end spot, I mean, the upside is huge. So I go with Taysom Hill because I feel like Taysom Hill can be your weak winner from that tight end position, which very few other guys, maybe only Travis Kelce is the other tight end who can do that for you.
We're coming up in the two-minute warning.
This is the two-minute warning.
And that'll take us to the two-minute warning.
All right, lightning round while we wrap things up ahead of Bleck and Abdallah taking over with your Bears and Saints pregame coverage right here on ESPN Chicago. Ron in Schaumburg wants to know, Rashee Rice or Rashawn Johnson? Ronnie, I'm going with Rice there. Lorenzo is in Berwyn. He wants to know, he's got Nico Collins or Daryl Henderson Jr. I'm using Nico Collins in that situation. Another Nico Collins question from Jeremiah. He wants to know, Nico Collins or Zay Flowers? And this time, I'm finally going to pick someone over Nico Collins. I'd go with Zay Flowers there. TJ on the east side wants to know, Derek Carr or Baker Mayfield? I am going to use Derek Carr against the Bears despite the addition of brand new elite pass rusher Montez Sweat. Gideon has Aaron Jones, Chuba Hubbard, Kareem Hunt, or Adam Thielen. Gideon, I'm going to rank those Thielen 1, Aaron Jones 2, believe it or not, and I'd go with Hunt 3. John in Elmhurst has Adams, McLaurin, or Olave. I'd go with Adams and Olave, John. All right, that's going to do it for me, folks. Again, Bleck and Abdallah coming up next. I am back 2 hours after the Bears game wraps up with Jason McKee for the post-game coverage. Full day of Bears coverage starts now right here on ESPN 1000.
Thanks for listening to The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Miller, presented by Tullamore Dew and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Miller brings you informed fantasy advice every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on ESPN Chicago.